272-9222.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joe Chiro. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 20 people were killed in today's shooting at an El Paso Walmart and more than two dozen injured.
We, as a state, unite in support of these victims and their family members.
Fox's Garrett Tenney is in El Paso.
What witnesses have told us is that that shooter was in there from when they first heard the initial shots to where the last shots they heard was about 20 or so minutes. So still unclear as this investigation unfolds what took place in the course of those 20 minutes, because we know from earlier what police said, that no officer discharged their weapon in the course of this entire incident.
The suspect in custody is reported to be 21-year-old Patrick Crucius of the Dallas area. This is a Fox News alert.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want to know what's the worst? Working all day in the sun and going home expecting to get some relief, but finding out your AC is on the fritz. Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. They keep overhead low so they can pass savings on to you. Fair prices with no hidden fees, quality and lasting repairs, highly trained, knowledgeable, and courteous technicians. So don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program. I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days. And although that can affect some outdoor plans, we need the rain, so be flexible. Our forecast calling for scattered to numerous at times showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And this forecast continues through tomorrow and through Monday as well. And the storms start to thin out in number on Tuesday. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Advance interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. See where the storms are now, where they're going to be, where's the lightning. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We've got a full bank of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is James. I've been wondering where you've been. I'm trying to get you, trying to listen to you, and ain't got you.
I'm here.
But now you're here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Been out of town. Been in Minnesota for a while.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, but anyway, I was going to say, I never thought the 9/11 thing was nothing but a government deal.
It is.
And I always believed that myself. And the other thing that I believe is Waco.
Yep.
You can't get nobody on the radio to talk about Waco. You call them and say Waco, they automatically don't want to talk to you.
Oh, I'll talk all day long about Waco.
There was no reason for the United States government to send the military out there to kill all them people.
I know.
They didn't have to kill them. All they had to do was wait them out.
I know. Well, the thing is,
Dan Reno got away with it.
She did. Koresh went target shooting with members of the BATF just a couple of days before the raid. He went into town every day. They knew his habits. They could have went and picked him up. They didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's sad.
All they had to do.
I know.
Well, and then they did the same thing at Ruby Ridge.
Yep. Sure did. Of course, you know, he won the lawsuit, but that doesn't get it back his kid or his wife they murdered.
Nope.
Randy Weaver. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
When I saw Waco happen, I said, well, that's it for the United States. When they can send the military in to kill anybody they want to.
They can.
That's the end of the United States.
You're correct. You are correct. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
See you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I enjoy your program, and I have a point that I'd like to invite you to read about.
Right,
I know
ahead.
You guys read a lot. Yes, sir. A lot of what we hear today, people talk about the destruction of and the decay of our society, and they all have different theories about what causes it. But I would like to propose that you take a little time to examine the arguments that were the voices that opposed women's suffrage, what they predicted would happen to our society. And it's playing out every day around us.
Really?
And it's just remarkable when you read it. It's a snapshot of today's society.
Wow.
That this family would collapse, that young men would turn to crime, and everything that we see today. There was a lot of men and women that you know, protested women's suffrage, and they said that it would destroy the country. And it's remarkable what they predicted would happen.
I've got to look into that. I've kind of looked into, now, 84 and I have had discussions about women in the workforce, which really screwed everything up, in my opinion, because we got away from the biblical model of the wife being the home, you know, the homemaker, the mother rearing the children. When they got out in the workforce, that's when, if you look, and I've done the research on this, the divorce rate climbed with the number of women in the workforce. The divorce rate climbed almost identically, because you've got men that are now working around women that used to not work around women, but worked around fellow men. And next thing you know, they're having an affair, and boom, there goes a divorce. The divorce rate took off.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and verse Visa.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't even considered that. I don't think it's anything that could ever be reversed or would ever even be seriously discussed in the government.
I agree.
But it's just remarkable the arguments and the positions that they, you know, had and what they said would happen. And it was mainly women that were asking that, you know, that not happened, because they didn't want to be treated like men, and that was what they predicted. We'll be treated like men, we won't be revered and respected anymore, and young men will turn to crime and other things. And
wow,
it's everywhere in society today. All the young men that are don't have a purpose. 100 years ago, their purpose would have been to contribute to society and rear children, and now they feel a lot of times that they don't have a purpose.
True. I'm going to look into that. That's interesting. That's a fascinating topic.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy the program.
Thanks for the heads up.
Okay.
See you. Bye. Hey, caller, you on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Yes?
This is Aunt Kay and Uncle Shelton. We wishing you a happy birthday today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's very sweet. It's great to hear your voice, Aunt Kay.
Yeah, and we love you very much.
I love y'all, too. Thank you so much. That's a pleasant surprise.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aw.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man, the cat's out of the bag now.
That's right. Happy birthday, Terry.
Thank you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me say happy birthday also.
Thank you.
Hey, I've been listening from the very first show, Terry.
Thank you.
And no politician can tell me that you didn't be your successful business wasn't your building. you did that. No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes.
But anyway, that's political. I didn't really call about political, you know.
Right.
But I've been listening to ever since the first show. You know, very interesting, you know, keep this. Interested, give me something interested to spend a few hours, you know.
That's the goal. I appreciate that.
But, enough, you know, something else I wanted to tell you. I listen to Brian, everybody, you know, Folksman, everybody. You know, I don't know where all these beings and all this, whether they physical, flesh and bones, spiritual, or something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you go with the word, which, you know, I say sort of literally.
Yes.
And says that Jesus Christ is the word. So, man, I think if you've been born again and you'd ask him to wash you and be your Lord and get in your heart, you know, I don't think it don't matter what these things are, man.
I
think the word's going to happen, you know, just like the word says.
Right.
And as far as current events on any kind of topic, immigration, crime, whatever, any topic, I think it all pretty much lines with the word.
It does.
You know, about these things, something that everybody seems to be fearful of and all.
No, don't be afraid.
All my hope is in the word, and the word is Jesus Christ.
There you go.
And he's my Lord. He's my master.
There you go. That's what it's saying.
I ain't even fit to call him that.
Amen.
That's his amazing grace. All right. I love you, show, man.
Thank
love
you.
Love you, too. All right.
I love you. Take care of yourself.
You too, man.
Wow. Wow. That was a great segment. Look, we got to hit a break, guys. All right.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Welcome back to the program, and we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Adams and Jason.
Don't call me Mr. Adams. Call me Terry.
Well, I am today because it's your birthday. Let's get that you. I got a couple of questions because this is something that I really ain't dug into too much on this side. But I think I figured, remember when I always said there was something building southern?
Uh-huh.
And because I think in their mind they thought the builders would fall over on building seven. I think that's that was the plan and it didn't happen because you study it, if something with that much force, that type of weight was supposed to kind of push that should have.
Yeah, it should have tipped over. It's always going to follow the path of least resistance.
I think plane that didn't make it was supposed to hit it, supposedly.
Well, I think y'all was on to something about the remote controls because I don't think the plane weighed as much as what it is. And the other thing I can't figure out is that they tell you how tall the building is all day long, but I can't find the exact width of either side of the building. Do you know that? Because I want to put that up to how wide the plane was supposed to be because in my way I'm thinking, that plane should have stuck out way wider than the side of the building. I mean, that's a big old plane.
The wings are pretty dead wide.
Some of the wings should have fell onto the street, and it didn't. You know what I mean? It was just perfect enough to go inside that building. And I'm not far away from about the remote control part. That's why I want to find out how wide the building was, how wide the plane tipped, that particular plane was supposed to be. I'd love to get, if you knew the seal number, but I know you probably don't know that, do you?
No,
you know the seal number of the plane?
I'm going to look it up.
Randall, you're asking too specific a question.
I know. Stay right
where you are. Someone will be there to pick you up shortly.
Yeah.
I think, in my mind, I know there's a lot of things that could have been either one of the buildings, but I think if you go back to the asbestos, you owned it something, because if we owned the insurance company of what was about to happen, and they needed a way into Iraq anyway. And they ain't killing somebody, 3,000, 5,000, ain't nothing,
Right.
Well, they sacrificed our being on D-Day. I know they did.
The World Trade Center is 208 feet wide. It's 208 feet square, or was 208 feet square.
Square, but what's the exact feet? I've seen the square. I don't know how to figure. I want to know.
What I'm saying is, it was as wide as it was long.
All the way around. I got you.
208 feet. So let's see what the wingspan was. What 760 or 757? I can't ever remember.
I can't remember either. I'm really bad at that.
I never even knew. So I'm just not getting into that side of it. So. Gotcha.
Can you get Frank on 5? Yes.
Okay.
I think
I'll find out.
I think it's about 100.
Yeah, I'll be listening. Y'all carry on. If you find, I'm here, baby. So I love it. All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
See you,
buddy. Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Excellent. I'm good. Terry, you finally turned 25, eh?
Hey, yep. Actually, 26. I'll admit it.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I want to shift directions a little bit here, and I want to go back to Enoch for a minute.
Sure,
and
please.
Then I want to lay some heavy stuff on you here tonight.
Please do. Okay? I need some heavy stuff laid upon me.
Okay, here's Enoch 1:4-8. All right, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God shall tread upon the earth, Mount Sinai, and appear in his strength of his from the heaven of heaven. And he shall be smitten with it, and all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them until the ends of the earth. Now this is where it gets really interesting. And the high mountain shall be shaken, and the high hill shall be made low, and they shall melt like wax before the flame.
Wow.
In other words, they're gone. Okay.
Yeah, history.
And the earth shall be made wholly rent in thunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish. And all that should be judgment, and all men shall be judged, okay? It says, all that is upon the earth shall perish. Now, think about that one for just a minute, okay? If you go down to Enoch 38, the first parable, it says, and the congregation of the righteousness shall appear, and the sinners shall be judged for their sin, and they shall be driven from the face of the earth, okay? I'm going to plant a seed tonight, all right? Think about the face of the earth and driven from the earth, and think about the hollow earth and on what's about to come, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to plant that seed.
Oh, wow.
But what I wanted to lay heavy on you tonight, this really is interesting. Jason put a deal on Facebook this week about a skeleton that was found. Where was that found, Jason?
Oh, goodness.
Is that the Sardinia one?
I'm not sure, but I've been making a collection of different things, and one of them is giants. So
Anyway, this giant, basically, if you break it down to actual feet, was right around 24 feet tall.
Wow. Okay?
Now, you think about in the days before Noah and the flood, and in the Book of Enoch, when he talks about everything that happened, okay? Everything that happened with the mating of women, of animals, the fallen angels, just going
playing
crazy.
Playing around with genetics and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and they got anywhere. They were giant. You think of a giant, we think of a giant maybe as being, 7'2", 7'6", somewhere in there.
Andre the Giant,
Yeah, these guys were 24, 28, 30 feet tall.
We were like grasshoppers in their sight.
Now, I'm going to read you headlines from this week that I cut and paste all week long. I just said, I'm going to do this and see what happens. Number one, Epstein scandal to bring down CFL trilateral pedophile rate. Okay? Number two, human-animal hybrid to develop in Japan after ban of controversy lifted. All right? ISIS warned of terror strikes in San Francisco, New York, London. North Korea fires short-range ballistic missile, South Korea military. Okay? This is an interesting one. Forget crops and fixed wings. New bio-inspired drones mimic birds, bats, and bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Next one. What is NASA hiding? Mysterious plane scanning San Andreas fault sparks panic over the big one.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein aimed to feed human race with his DNA. These are headlines. Okay. Mysterious bright object appears over Area 51 twice in 2 days. Wow. World's first human hybrid monkey grown in test lab. Okay. Now, go back before the days of Noah, and as in the days of Noah, okay, everything that happened in the Book of Enoch. Let me read this to you again. World's first human hybrid monkey grown in test lab. Mm-hmm. Okay. ISIS share shocking video of beheading of children as children cheer. Next one. Rat human hybrids planned by scientists in chilling glance into the future. Okay? Everything that was in the Book of Enoch is happening today.
Yep.
Okay? To some extent. NASA's mission to touch the sun surprises during the first data delivery. Hundreds of thousands of bees dropped dead around 5G towers in California. Okay?
Wow.
New fire in Crowley's something, I can't pronounce the word, exposes plan by OTO and British intelligence to establish the ultimate satanic temple in Scotland. Okay? And the last one.
Audio temple.
Water in Hawaii volcano could trigger explosive eruption. Okay? That's from this week.
Just this
think
week.
Think about how close we are, guys.
Oh, we're close. And think about when Jesus was asked about a sign of his coming, he said it will be like the days of Noah.
Of Noah. Okay?
Yep.
And there was three references in there, okay, to different hybrids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've talked time and time and time again about 5G towers, and I've talked about 5G towers in the next 6 months. It's killing bees, okay? If they kill the bee, if the bees are gone.
5 years.
Bees are already, yeah.
Einstein said 5 years is all we had once the bees are gone.
Yeah, because bees pollute everything. Yep. Not pollute. Propagate everything.
Pollinate.
That's right.
Yeah, pollinate everything.
Yeah, pollinate is what I want to say. But I mean, just look at the headline and then go back to the face of the earth. Okay? There's something to that. And because that keeps appearing, the more you research that, the more it appears in the Bible. Okay? And we've talked about we're not going to be raptured off the face of the earth. The evil ones are going to try to be. To stay on the earth, they're the ones that's going to be taken. They're the ones that are going to try not to be taken off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, just some food for thought.
It's interesting stuff, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's one story that the mainstream media doesn't talk about much.
What's that?
It's that plague of locusts out in Vegas.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's worse than they say it is. I mean, you ought to see some of the stuff online, and look at some of the local video. I mean, these,
you know, one thing, Postman. I grew up in Idaho, so we grew up in the West in the desert, and every 7 years, what we call jackrabbits or the mountain rabbit would take and multiply, and you could drive out in the desert. And you would hit 8 to 10 to 12 of them within 15 or 20 minutes. There'd be so many of them, okay? And then within 6 months from that, you would have locusts, I mean, all over it. Whatever you had in your yard, get it. It's gone, okay? Because the plague of locusts is just like in the whole mountain, you know, founding the Mormon Church and so forth,
right.
When they came. But, I mean, that's cyclical. Mm-hmm. To the West, but it's getting worse, and every time it cycles now, it seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Because what happened in Las Vegas is way, way, way beyond the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even close to being normal.
Yeah, I was reading, I guess it was this past week, about a locust plague in the West back in the 1800s, where it was so severe that people were trying to shoo the locusts away, their clothes were eaten off of their bodies.
Yeah.
They ended up naked out there being covered in locusts.
Well, I'm seeing locusts come in different yards and stuff and take everything, the plants, everything, within 30 minutes. You know, but nothing near like what just happened in Las Vegas. I mean, the cycle is getting worse and worse and worse and heavier. So it's interesting. But you're right. Where did you hear that in the news?
man, I've just been going through Facebook and reading different articles, and this just popped up. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I guess I was researching something else, and then it popped up, and I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you're right. But I tell you, these headlines that I just went through, some of those are pretty chilling.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit back and think about it.
Yeah, they are.
So, but anyway, guys, as usual, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Frank. Take care, my friend.
All right, we'll see you.
See you.
All right,
guys, we got to hit a break. But before we do, Randall, if you're out there, I'm just going to give you some numbers here, okay? The plane, 77, both 77 and 11 were, let me see, I got it written down here, were 767-223 ER models. They're the shorter wingspan. Their wingspan's 156 feet. The building's 208 feet, so you had a 52-foot difference. The building's 52 feet wider than the wingspan of the plane, if that answers any questions for you. Now we're going to hit a break. Caller, I need you to hold on. Folks, we'll be back in five long, troubling minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Y'all, if you hadn't been here, you need to get down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65 at North Boulevard. Then take that first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. And you're going to run in first. You're going to run into the new RV park we're putting in. That's right, an RV resort down here on the river. We're taking reservations. If you want to get down here and spend some time with us, call down here. We'll get your name on the list. We can call you and let you know when it's ready. And we're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We're renting out pontoon boats. Don't forget about it. We've got a good hamburger and a killer ribeye steak, not just seafood, so we can get a little something for everybody. And renting out those pontoon boats, all you need is a driver's license and a credit card, and then we have a good time every Sunday afternoon. This week, we're bringing you in the Bridget Kelly Band. That's right, Bridget and her band will be back at the Capitol Oyster Bar. This is their second appearance, and we're really looking forward to it. Some good old blues, and get out here soon. Y'all come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days. And although that can affect some outdoor plans, we need the rain. So be flexible. Our forecast calling for scattered to numerous at times showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And this forecast continues through tomorrow and through Monday as well. And the storms start to thin out in number on Tuesday. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. See where the storms are now, where they're going to be, where's the lightning. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Thank you for not holding. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello. Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good. How are you?
Fine. I was going to give you a call and see if you guys wanted some firsthand information about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Of course.
A friend of mine was the commander there, Wright Pat, years ago.
Yeah.
And, pardon me?
Go ahead.
When I was about 13 years old, I flew into Wright-Patterson Air Force Base with my father in a private airplane, mm-hmm. met with the commander of the base, took a tour of the XB-70 when I was like 13 years old.
Oh, wow, you lucky devil, you.
I used to ride motorcycles, so I relate to your adventure stuff.
Thank you.
Anyway, I had asked him about the aliens, you know, being there, you know, years later. And,
right.
And I'm a pilot. I, like, solo when I was 16, got a license when I was 17, got a commercial rating when I was 18. And
wow.
He was giving me instrument time. So I've seen him quite a bit. And so started asking about the hangar there, Hangar 13 or whatever it is. And so he told me he would not talk about it at all.
Wow.
Just wouldn't speak of it whatsoever.
Right.
So one day, he finally brought me a manuscript and laid it on my desk, and he said, "This is everything you've asked me about."
Uh-oh. Huh.
And so in the middle of it, I'll go with this and stop. It told about a Truman meeting up with the aliens in the Washington and showing a hologram of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm. Heard about that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, that's all I got. I just wanted to let you know that I listened to you and used to ride motorcycles a long time ago. Had Husqvarnas, Pentons, Suzukis, a little bit of everything.
Stuff. The Huskies and the Pentons. Yeah, good stuff.
But really, that's not all you have, is it?
Not really, but... That's all I really talk about right now, but one day I'll probably maybe give you a call and share a little bit more with you. But anyway, that's all the time I got, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, I've got something I can't about Wright Pat that I can't talk about either.
That's
that
true.
That happened about 6 months ago.
I know it well.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Chris. How's it going?
Hey, good, Chris. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday and all that. And glad you made it back safe from Minnesota.
Thank you.
Quick question. Do y'all have a podcast that you can pull these up on?
Yes. Go to News Talk WACV, News Talk 93.1. Go to their website and they'll have podcasts. You can go to the podcast there and download any of them.
All right, excellent. One quick question.
Sure.
As far as, I mean, the religious base of Clearing the Air, I understand that, and it's awesome. And I've started getting into the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants and all along those things.
Mm-hmm.
What church is the closest to the actual Bible that's not, you know, a cult or false teachings or...
I think the Church of Christ is, but I grew up in the Church of Christ, so I'm a little, I don't know, a little biased, but I like the Church of Christ because they believe you have to be baptized, you know, washed of your sins. So I like the Church of Christ, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
guys, y'all have an opinion?
Yeah, you're not really going to find a church that's going to touch on all the aspects.
Certainly not Enoch. They don't consider it scriptural.
I think a church is more is like a nursery for Christians. You know, it's they give you baby food. They don't feed you the meat.
Right.
You know, it's just for new Christians to develop and go on their Christian journey. But
the key is spirituality, relationship, your individual personal relationship with the Creator.
Yeah, but you got to get like small groups with folks, you know, to really into the Bible and learn what God has to offer.
Right.
That's because sitting in a pew, you can't ask questions while the preacher's giving you a sermon. You can't go, whoa, wait, will you explain that? You know, you can't do that. You can in small groups.
Well, that, and it's basically just to bring people to Christ, you know. It's not to really teach us. That's the reason why we're supposed to be reading our own Bibles and asking our own questions and praying to the Lord.
Excellent point.
Yeah. So it's based on your walk with God, right?
Yes. It's all based on your own personal walk with Christ, and that's what the church really is. You know, it's a personal relationship. You know.
Yeah, and most of them been bought anyway. You know, if they under that 501
tax free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're hijacked. Some of them have an Archon sigil on their sign.
Seminaries have been hijacked.
And
that's for sure.
they don't even know it. And you know, I'm blown away, you know, when I see these churches sign out in front. They got an Archon sigil on it. I mean, I'm like, that's a satanic symbol on the church. And they don't even know it.
Yeah. Most pastors are oblivious to, you know, what all Christ has to offer.
Because they've been taught to be oblivious.
Yeah, they go to a seminary and they are taught what to believe, and they only believe what they've been taught. And they don't go any further in depth with scripture.
Well, it's not just pastors, it's all of us. We only believe what we're taught. That's why we have to do our own research.
That's right, yeah. You gotta go way back.
You gotta do what Abraham did. You gotta step outside the box. He was
absolutely
the first one. He was the very first one.
Yeah, we put way too many limitations on our Creator, and you can't do that. You can't put God inside a box.
That's right.
Yeah. And my next question is, I know there was some talk of possibly doing a meet and greet or something like that.
We'd love to.
Yeah, we need to do it soon, because I absolutely need it for my own personal growth.
I think if you get a chance, caller, if you go to Clearing the Air's Facebook page, if you'll send me a message through there, I'd love to get names to kind of get an idea of how many people that would like to do this so we can get this thing done.
Okay. All right. Well, you and I, Terry, are friends on Facebook, but I'm the 3%er. I don't know if you remember from us talking before. I'm on whatever list there is. I'm on it. I mean,
fantastic.
Homeschool veteran. You know,
boy, you are on the list.
On and on and on. So,
I appreciate your service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. But I, like I said, every night, every Saturday night, I'm enjoying the show. Really, really enjoy it, and getting more and more of my friends trying to get on board and listen to it and everything else.
I appreciate that.
Y'all have a great night and be safe and take care and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks. Take you care, too. Bro. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, happy birthday there, brother from another.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kenny.
Happy
How are
birthday.
You, sir? Hey, girl, it's good
birthday,
to hear man. Her voice. I hadn't heard that in a while.
Sister from another.
Yeah,
sister.
Yeah.
Sir, how's everything going?
We shall say the downside of the long, going on 8 months.
Wow, on the downside, though.
Yeah, she's now in a nursing home rehab area over here in Elmore.
Mm-hmm.
Got here Thursday night from UAB, so they've been doing what they have to do to get her leg strength back.
Sure.
And and she's got a little drain thing in there. She's got some bad bacteria and stuff that formed in the gut, and it's like where it shouldn't be. So
there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, they're letting that drain. So the main thing is just, you know, getting that done. I've already prayed about it and declared victory over it. So each day when they come to flush the bag out, you know, they check and see how much is in there and everything. So It's been a while, but as far as I'm concerned, we've already been healed in heaven in the spiritual realm, so now it just needs to manifest itself in the natural.
Kenny, can you hold on for me?
Yeah.
Let me take care of this 3-minute break, and I'll give you all the time you want after that. Just hold on for me, buddy. Right. Hold on. All right, guys, going to hit this last break, 272-9228. We'll be back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Kenny was on...
Three.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, I'm here.
Good. Okay, buddy.
Hello there, Jason and Postman.
Hello.
Hey, Kenny. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great. Anyway, been listening to the show, so it's really been great as always.
Thank you.
And there's something that I thought about a while back. Well, one thing, I was checked out something that Perry Stone was talking about. Because, you know, he always, at this point, is comparing us to what ancient Israel was doing.
Oh, my God. Perfect parallel.
And so he was talking about this thing about when you would consider a false balance or unequal justice, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting how he was lining up, you know, the same thing that happened, because it's in Proverbs 11, where it just basically says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So what he's trying to explain is, you know, when you're having an unequal system, and of course he brought it to today's standard where you've got unequal justice, yep. And it is perfect the way you put it, like on this, you know, especially when it comes to this whole witch hunt thing. He said, isn't it amazing that on one hand you have this group of people who are making claims, and but at the same time that they're making these claims, the ones over here that are making the claims are actually have done these illegal things, but nothing happens to them.
That's right.
You know, and so he went right down the line, you know, basically talking about how this is all coming to pass. But, you know, I look at this country. I heard you talking about how we're, you know, we fit the description of Babylon.
Yes.
You know, this whole thing, I was reading the Patty last night because it was a thing on National Geographic. And this guy was over there at the Dead Sea and all through that area. He was trying to, I guess they call themselves trying to check to see if the Bible was, you know, accurate.
Yeah.
And I always laugh and say, well, you're trying to disprove it. You're actually proving, you know, the thing. But in any case, we were sitting here and I was reading about Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot's wife, what had happened. And the fact that before that happened, when Abraham was basically bargaining with God to spare the cities, if, you know, for the righteous, but to kill the righteous
right
with the wicked. And I said, isn't that amazing that God in all his, you know, grace and mercy would allow for Abraham to do that and say, yeah, there's 10 people that are righteous. I will not destroy the cities for that. Well, he was standing in the gap. And of course, we know what ended up happening.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I fast forward to today, and with everything that we've done and the way this country's headed, you know, we sit there and say, well, why is God holding back his judgment? And I said, I believe it's because there's still righteous people standing in the gap.
There are.
Holding back his wrath.
There are.
You know, but here's something that popped in my head a while ago. We were victorious in World War I, even though we got in late.
Right.
We were victorious in World War II.
Right.
You notice every war that we've gotten into since then, we've never actually been a victor.
Correct.
You know, you can say, yeah, we won the Gulf War, but that was just a joke.
Right.
You know, that was so the Bush family could maintain their supremacy with delivering oil because it was all about oil. You know, it wasn't about liberating Kuwait or making Kuwait a democracy because they're not one.
True.
So it was all about oil.
Right.
And I just really feel that the reason why this country is basically going down the tubes and we're not going to actually win another real battle is because we're morally corrupt.
Absolutely.
We're not doing anything in the name of God or in the name of Jesus. We're doing it in the name of corporations. We're doing it in the name of greed.
Absolutely.
We're doing it in the name of man. We're not doing this anything. Yeah. And even though we can, you know, we can get on TV and tell people, well, we care about human rights. Sure you do. As long as it benefits
you
from corporate greed.
Sure. Exactly right.
You don't care about it. You don't care about it. So people look at this country and wonder what happened. Well, it's been very subtle. It's taken a long time.
Yep.
Boy, you know, for Satan and his demonic things to you know, creep in and basically take over. Right. So, and once again, you and I have spoken about this many times. You know, the two famous things that we talk about, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and Deuteronomy. We've talked about Deuteronomy 28.
So many times.
Just those two scriptures alone, you know, especially 28, can tell you what you want to know. If you don't, if you do these things, you'll be blessed. But if you refuse to do these things, this is the curse that's going to come upon you. So the American government, everything is just, they're totally blind. And it's orchestrated by, you know, by Satan because this has already been planned.
You're right.
But they don't see it. They refuse to see it. And we still go around beating our chest that we're the greatest nation on earth, and we could be, but we have fallen prey to the enemy.
You're right, Kenny. You're right, my brother.
But that's just, you know, Kenny's.
Well, I appreciate, you know, kinda Kenny's words of wisdom. Thank you for that.
But anyway, how are you guys doing?
Doing okay, man.
I'm glad you're back. I missed you on the weekdays because I kept turning on the radio. All I heard was
Dan,
I'm thinking, what the heck happened?
Yeah, I know. It's a long story. When we get together, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. So I figured maybe you needed some time off and everything, but
that's part of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going to hog up. You probably almost.
Yeah, I got. I don't need no time. So let me get her on.
Okay.
It's good to hear.
Love you guys.
Brother. Love you too, hey, brother.
Too.
Take care.
Bye bye.
See you. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, thank that was a great holding. Call.
Yeah,
amen, brother. I was just enjoying listening to that.
Kenny is very in touch with God. I love Kenny to death.
Yeah, and happy birthday. That's why I get to say it. You weren't going to tell us, were you?
No, I wasn't. I told you, okay. Do not call and sing.
Shame on you. Well, this kind of goes along, I guess, with what he was saying. You know, you talk about America being Babylon. Well, you know, what did God say? He said, be in the world. Because we have to be. We're physical. We have to be here. But not of the world.
Well,
you don't be like the world. You got to be different. And this morning when I was just looking at my Bible, the very first thing that popped out was what he said to the churches about the Nicolaitans. Okay?
Yeah.
And what was their teaching? It was compromise.
Oh, no. Never compromise.
Right. But that's what it was teaching. And what does the Bible say? God hated their deeds.
Uh-huh.
He abhorred them. I mean, it was filth to him. And what do we see in the quote church, the institutional church? Compromise.
Always.
Bringing in the world, everything's okay. Gotta have diversity. Gotta have tolerance. Don't make anybody feel bad. God
right.
forbid you should preach about sin.
Right.
And so if we wonder why this country is in the shape it's in, the church has lost, you know, the gospel.
Amen. And you know, it goes all the way back to Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
It goes back to him combining pagan holidays with God's
Absolutely.
Holy days. And God, you know how God feels about that. God hates sin.
Yeah.
That was a very bad thing he did, in my opinion. That was compromise.
And so it's no wonder when you're compromised, you're going to fail. And, I, as much as I hate to say it, I have to agree with you.
Yes.
America's done for.
We are. It's over. But just know there's something bigger, better. You know, God said, prophetic word said it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just feel bad, you know, that I have children and grandchildren that have got to go through this crap. I mean, for me, it doesn't matter. But you've had some great calls, and you know, tonight you always do.
Yeah, I love it when you call. Thank you.
And yes, I'm gonna go on the site because I'm gonna sign up for the meeting.
Please, because you're one of the ones organizing it. You just don't know it yet.
Oh no! Oh God! Okay. Well, now before I hang up and before I forget it, I turned 73 in September.
Whoa!
Do you suppose I could possibly have you take me on a ride on a motorcycle?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay.
You can off your bucket list.
Okay. All right, thanks. I'll have a good night.
All right, take care, Ms. Connie.
Bye-bye.
Well,
wow.
I've been laying pertinent.
What? I bet she did. They've met. The two of them have met. I would love to have been there, but I wasn't there that day. But, yeah, the two of them have met. We do need a little get-together. They do the Baumhauer's thing and all that, but it's not the same without my people there because I say my people. The listeners and the fellow believers, people who think like we do. Let me put it that way. Because we're different.
Yeah, hardly any of the listeners that are...
No, not the same. It's a different group.
Of course,